For nanoagriculture, they're looking at for new pesticides, for identity preservation, for sensors to monitor soil conditions. In food and nutrition, they look at it for coloring, for texture, for flavor, for mineral and vitamin fortification, for drinking water purification. There's a lot of great applications. We're not against nanotech in food or food packaging. We think there's a lot of great potential here, but the way it's being rolled out is clearly the wrong way.